So, as you may all see, as I was preparing this message today, I came across this sign. So I took a picture of it. And I'm just going to leave it up here and I'll let you all think about it for a minute as we get started. So, should we try to be happy? Should we try to be happy? A recent poll found that 19% of US adults were either currently being treated for depression or have been treated for depression in the past. That's double the number from 10 years ago. Depression is on the rise. So, should we try to be happy? Well, let's start off by defining happiness. So, as any modern man would do to get a basic definition for happiness, I asked ChatGPT. And I actually like the answer. It answered with the following. I want you all to write this down if you're taking notes, because I'm going to continue referring back to this. Happiness is the enduring sense that life is good, meaningful, and worth living. I'll say that again. Happiness is the enduring sense that life is good, meaningful, and worth living. 45% of Generation Z reported that they lacked meaning or purpose in life. Asked ChatGPT for this definition, and originally I had planned on analyzing it and tearing it apart. But actually, I think it's quite a good working definition for our purposes today. However, I want to point out that this definition is very different from how happiness is used in our modern day vernacular. Most people use the term happy to denote a positive emotional state, which leads to the idea that if you feel happy more often than you feel sad, that means you're a happy person and have a happy life. Other people associate happiness with hedonism or pleasure seeking. I want to eat ice cream because it makes me happy. I want to travel, shop, eat, drink, etc. They think the constant pursuit of pleasurable experiences brings happiness. Well, I'd like to highlight the book of Ecclesiastes and provide some biblical context to these pursuits. Following that, we'll cover what really brings true happiness. Ecclesiastes 2, starting in verse 1, we'll spend a lot of time in Ecclesiastes, or the time that we have, we'll spend most of it in Ecclesiastes, I should say. Ecclesiastes 2, verses 1 through 3. I said in my heart, "Come now, I will test you with mirth, therefore enjoy pleasure." But surely this also was vanity. I said of laughter, "Madness," and of mirth, "What does it accomplish?" I searched my heart how to gratify my flesh with wine while guiding my heart with wisdom, and how to lay hold on folly till I might see what was good for the sons of men to do under heaven all the days of their lives. Pleasure seeking is vanity. In yet another poll, when Americans were asked what is necessary for a fulfilling life, 71% said career, 61% said close friends, 23% said marriage, and 26% said children. Let's see what Solomon has to say about this. Still in Ecclesiastes 2, verse 20. Therefore, I had turned my heart and despaired of all the labor in which I had toiled under the sun. Verse 22. For what has man for all his labor and for the striving of his heart which he has toiled under the sun? For all his days are sorrowful and his work burdensome. Even in the night, his heart takes no rest. This is also vanity. What about marriage and children? Those also came up in the survey. Ecclesiastes 6, verse 3. Ecclesiastes 6, verse 3. If a man begets 100 children and lives many years, so that the days of his years are many, but his soul is not satisfied with goodness, or indeed he has no burial, I say that a stillborn child is better than he. For it comes in vanity and departs in darkness. This has more rest than that man. Brethren, everything the world pursues to be happy is misguided. And I could go through a bunch more examples, but let's skip to the conclusion. And let's go back to Ecclesiastes 1, and we'll read verse 2. Ecclesiastes 1, verse 2. Vanity of vanities, says the preacher. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity. Now let's go to the end of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verse 13. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is man's all. For God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or evil. All is vanity. Seeking God and doing his commands is the only meaningful goal in life. Not travel, not a great cocktail, not a big house, not even a family, not an important job, not even getting married, having kids. It is all vanity. Now, I want to pause for a moment because I want to be very clear that I'm not saying we shouldn't participate in any of these things. A lot of them actually align with God's instructions. Be fruitful and multiply, for example, Genesis 1:28. What I am saying is that pursuit of these things to get to the end state of being happy is misguided. True happiness, godly happiness, comes from a very different source. It actually comes from suffering. True happiness comes from suffering. Happiness, even as defined as ChatGPT, the enduring sense that life is good, meaningful, and worth living, comes from suffering. Romans 5. Romans 5, verse 3. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance, character, and character, hope. Now, hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. Matthew 5, verse 11. Matthew 5, verse 11. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you, and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. The world seeks comfort, pursuit of pleasures, the emotional state of being happy. But a Christian seeks true happiness, Christ-likeness. Christ's happiness was not found in avoiding suffering, but in fulfilling God's will. His life, especially his ministry, was full of pain, but his life was good. It was meaningful, and it was absolutely worth living. Solomon searched for happiness in everything under the sun and found only vanity. Modern men search for emotional happiness or seek pleasures, only to end up depressed and devoid of purpose and meaning. In an attempt to avoid discomfort, avoid trials, avoid pain, and avoid suffering, men make happiness elusive for themselves. A meaningful life isn't born out of comfort. A good life isn't always pleasurable, and a life worth living requires sacrifice. James 1, verse 2. James 1, verse 2, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Trials refine us. They bring us closer to Christ, to being Christ-like. Suffering through those trials, improving ourselves, cutting out sin, exhorting others, being charitable, preaching the gospel, these are the things that produce meaning, goodness, and a life worth living. Not travel, not possessions, not even marriage and children, not food, not money. None of these are bad, but none of them will truly make you happy. As Solomon writes, "Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is man's all." And if we obey God and keep his commandments, there will absolutely be suffering. We don't need to, and we shouldn't seek it out, but it'll happen. We all knew at baptism what we had, or that we would have, to suffer. Wouldn't be easy. Matthew 10, verse 16. Matthew 10, 16. "Behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves." Verse 21, skipping down. "Now brother will deliver up brother to death, and a father his child, and children will rise up against parents and cause them to be put to death, and you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But he who endures, he who suffers, to the end, will be saved." We are not called to be like most others, taking the easy route, seeking comfort and pleasure. We were called to suffer. So embrace it. Find joy in the trials. Hold fast to Christ. Relentlessly improve yourself. Because when you run the race, when you fight the good fight, when you endure, suffer unmovingly, you will have the enduring sense that your life is good, meaningful, and worth living. And you will find true happiness.